Would you rather I offer my personal insight?
I don't need any insights. I just want to know why Penny's more interested in Stuart than me. We're practically the same guy.
Oh, I disagree. Stuart is taller, artistic, self-employed, and most significantly, he gets 45% off comic books.
You're right, I really should be asking strangers on the internet.
My original point. Chinese food, vintage video games. After the nightmare of anything can happen Thursday, this is Friday night the way it was meant to be.
Who's up for Sheldon Free Saturday?
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Penny. And Stuart. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, guys.
So what are you kids up to?
Stuart has a piece in an art show that's opening tonight.
And you guys are going together. Great.
It is great. Really great. Freaking awesome. What are you guys doing?
It's Friday night. That means Chinese food and vintage video games, right?
Vintage doesn't even begin to describe what we have planned. Tonight, we are playing the classic 1980 interactive text adventure, Zork. It's the buggy beta version.
Wow, Zork. Well, you guys have fun.
Yeah.
See you guys.
See you, Stuart.
Hey, Howard?
Yes?
Take me to a bar with women.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just go inside and slip off my underwear.
Why?
Well, if I get lucky, I don't want to be caught in my Aquaman briefs.
Let's go.
With a little umbrella, please?
No, we may not.
Why?
I'm not sitting here with a guy drinking a grasshopper with a little umbrella.
Fine. I'll have a chocolate martini.
Again?
Come on, you know I can't talk to women unless I'm lit up like the Hindu festival of Diwali.
Look, there are plenty of bars in Los Angeles where you can order grasshoppers and chocolate martinis, but you wouldn't have to because there are no women in them.
Gotcha. I'll have a Brandy Alexander.
All right, the Three Musketeers just became the dynamic duo.
Should we talk to some of these women?
No, it's way too early in the night for that. See, first we let the lawyers and the jocks thin the herd, and then we go after the weak and the old and the lame.
That's your system?
That's my system. Oh, and if you spot a chick with a seeing eye dog, she's mine.
Captain Sweatpants showed up to your art opening.
Yeah, it would have been nicer if he hadn't touched all the cheese.
You know, it's kind of early. Do you want to maybe come in for some coffee or something?
Oh, gee, it's a little late for coffee, isn't it?
Oh, you think coffee means coffee? That is so sweet. Come on, I think I have decaf.
Oh, good. Stuart, I thought I heard your voice. Do you have a moment?
Yeah, I guess.
Sheldon, we're a little busy here, so.
What are you doing? We're having coffee. Isn't it a little late for coffee? It's okay, she thinks she has decaf.
I'll just go look for it.
What's up?
I've spent the last 3 hours in an online debate in the DC Comics Batman chat room, and I need your help.
Oh, yeah, those guys can be very stubborn. What's the topic?
I am asserting, in the event that Batman's death proves permanent, the original Robin, Dick Grayson, is the logical successor to the Batcowl.
Ooh, Sheldon, I'm afraid you couldn't be more wrong.
More wrong? Wrong is an absolute state and not subject to gradation.
Of course it is. It's a little wrong to say a tomato is a vegetable. It's very wrong to say it's a suspension bridge. But returning to the original issue, Dick Grayson became Nightwing, a superhero in his own right. Batman, too, has to be the second Robin, Jason Todd.
It has to be. Has to be.
I hope you're being deliberately provocative.
I found the decaf.
Oh, great. Yeah, herbal tea for me, please.
Maquis.
Alexander me.
How about those two?
Nah, they're eating peanuts. With my allergies, one kiss would put me in Cedar Sinai for a week.
What about the ones in the corner?
Possible, very possible. Do you want the one in the whiplash collar or the one who keeps blinking?
I think Blinky's cute. Wait, so we just go over there?
No, we have a little prep work to do. Put this in your mouth. We walk past them, you stumble a bit. I say, sorry, my friends had a little too much. And then I start to pull it out of your mouth and say a little too much fun. Get it? They're laughing, we're laughing. And then we get them up to about a 0.15 blood alcohol level and tell them we're millionaires.
What else you got?
Depends. Are you willing to sit on my lap and pretend to be a ventriloquist dummy?
No.
I can't sit on your lap. You don't know the routine.
I'm sorry, but you're obviously stuck in a pre-zero-hour DC universe.
Of course I am.
Removing Joe Chill is the killer of Batman's parents, effectively deprived him of his raison d'etre.
Okay, you can throw all the French around you want. It doesn't make it right.
Au contraire.
You're forgetting that the Infinite Crisis storyline restored Joe Chill to the Batman mythology.
I am forgetting nothing, and I resent your tone.
Okay.
Look, Sheldon, it's late. I've got to get some sleep.
So I win.
No, I'm tired.
So I win.
Fine, you win.
And darn tootin', I win.
Penny, I really had a terrific time. Penny?
No, 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 don't wake her. She'll maul you like a rabid wolverine.
You know, I don't think that was decaf.
Wait, is this your card or isn't it?
Trust me, this is their card.
I thought you were good at this. You're always talking about how you go to bars and meet women.
I do, all the time.
Well, what happened? And sitting here all night, the longest conversation you've had with a woman was when your mom called.
Wow, you're just gonna make me come out and say it, aren't you?
Say what?
You're weighing me down. I'm a falcon who hunts better solo.
Fine. I'll sit here, you take flight and hunt.
Don't be ridiculous. You can't just tell a falcon when to hunt.
Actually, you can. There's a whole sport built around it. Falconry.
Shut up. Just get Cooper Polly and go. Lucky bastard. It's gotta be that stupid accent of his.
Hello, I'm Sanjay Wolowitz from Bombay.
Okay, I'm stumped.